A year ago this week, Harvey, by then no longer a hurricane, dumped 9 trillion gallons of water on southeast Texas. Parts of greater Houston were underwater for days. The storm killed more than 100 people in all. Total damage topped $125 billion. A lot of that destruction being people's homes. Marketplace's Andy Euler went to Houston to see how people are getting on a year later.
Meyerland is a neighborhood in southwest Houston with a mix of ranch-style homes built in the 1950s and 60s and brand-new modern spreads. There's also a ton of for-sale signs in yards, lots of them for sale by owner with just a phone number.
Thank you for calling about 5025 Jason Street. The asking price is $395,000. The house only received between 18 to 24 inches of water during Harvey. That was the only time the house ever flooded.
The owner-seller here is stressing that Harvey was the only time this house flooded because so many homes in Meyerland have flooded 2, 3, 4 times. Some folks are just tired of the stress and cost of living in a floodplain.
I don't buy a house here because I don't think it's worth it.
Simone Burko lives just down the road from the phone seller. She and her husband, David, have their own for sale sign in the yard. They bought their house in 2005, and David remembers a few smaller floods, but he says Hurricane Harvey was a game changer.
We were here without any way to get out. We were together for 12 hours in the water, and I don't have to tell you what kind of water it was.
It was sewage-laden water, waist deep throughout their house. The Coast Guard rescued them in a raft, and they spent the week living with their in-laws in Austin, waiting for the floodwaters to recede. With no mortgage on their house, they weren't legally required to have flood insurance, and they didn't buy it. Any renovation expenses would be on their dollar. David says he and Simone don't want to live here anymore. They're retired, on a fixed income, and don't want to fret about future floods.
If you want to buy a house, you, and you go to this neighborhood, which is considered a very good neighborhood, very good, you won't buy a house if it's not either raised or new.
In fact, raising foundations for new houses above the old level is a requirement in Houston's new building code that goes into effect September 1st, at least in neighborhoods like Meyerland or other parts considered to be in the 100-year floodplain. David Burko got a quote of more than $200,000 to lift up his house. Too much for him, but not for the builders and developers who have bought up thousands of lots around here. Everyone from billion-dollar hedge funds to mom-and-pop investors. Horacio Santos works with a group of financial partners, acquiring homes that are down to the studs and concrete. He knows many sellers are tired of dealing with FEMA, with insurance companies, the city, and the county.
It is a business. So we are going to kind of take advantage of that, but we try to be fair about it. You know, there are people out there that are lowballing big time.
Santos says investors are making big money as they buy up flooded houses on the cheap and flip them. But the wider community can often lose out. The guy in charge of the county's buyback program is James Wade.
When investors come into those areas and either turn them into rentals or flip them for profit, you have new owners who may or may not be aware of the flooding history and the problems there.
Texas law doesn't require landlords to tell tenants their homes have flooded or sit in a floodplain. Marvin Odom, a former CEO of Shell Oil, has been the chief recovery officer for Houston since Harvey. He says it's not the place of government to dictate to the market what can and cannot happen.
This is where the market actually has to work, get the neighborhood rebuilt, and the neighborhood will actually find its way through that.
Back in the Meyerland neighborhood, people walk their dogs and wave to construction workers, clearing away house debris and readying the land for new foundations. Foundations that will be 5 to 10 feet higher than before. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.